You know, this past week, week ago in fact, on our way to Muir Woods, Caitlin and I stopped in the grocery store and picked up some cheese and a loaf of French bread, a little bit like this, to have a simple meal on our way. French bread. I researched that a little bit this week. It's not all that old a product, really. Only goes back a few hundred years. Discovered along the way that French bread can be as much as a yard or two long. Almost like a big enough, if it were to be a staff, a walking stick. A walking stick. I sure could have used one of those last weekend. You know, the West Coast San Francisco area is pretty hilly. My knees were getting a workout. Walking stick. Reminds me, the story as we have received it in Scripture. It's a walking story. Story about God's people on the move. But they're not taking the subway. They're not taking buses. They're not taking cars. They're not taking airplanes. In most cases, it's just plain 2 feet. One in front of another, one step at a time. You look at the story, and I'm not going to go through it, but just think in your head. I mean, yeah, there were a few boats in there. You know, Noah, Jonah, you know, the disciples and Jesus, but mostly just feet. Walking. Adam and Eve walking out of the garden. Their descendants walking. Especially at that point where along comes Abraham and God calls him and Sarah to go. And that going wasn't a matter of jumping on board something. One step at a time. And their descendants eventually walked. And I do mean walked. Into Egypt and into slavery. And then there was someone else when they got into a bad situation there whom God called, and it was Moses and his rod that led them out. Remember that story? It was that rod. I think it's very appropriate that it was a walking stick, a staff. That's what a walking stick is, that Moses used when it seemed that all was lost. They had escaped Egypt only to find the sea before them, the road blocked. And it was a walking stick that parted the water. I know God parted the water, but it's a walking stick. Think about it. A walking stick, the staff, a rod, in Hebrew, the words are either shebet or mate. You don't need to remember that, but two words, kind of interchangeable. You maybe remember in that favorite Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You can use a walking stick for a lot of things, you know. You can use it to support yourself. You can use it to, as you're crossing what looks like a shallow body of water, to make sure that indeed where you're going to put your foot is a place that you can place your foot. You can use a walking stick, well, to carry stuff. I mean, you can have something here and something balanced on the back. And you know, this is a way of bearing one another's burdens. Did you know that? That's how it was used. You could use that rod and put it from shoulder to shoulder with something in the middle, heavy, that you're both supporting along the way. Of course, you got to be walking sort of together in order to do that. That walking stick, that rod is also good for protection. You know, it's longer than your arm, and if there's a snake in the way, or a dangerous animal of other persuasions. And in fact, in days of old, such rods were used more by soldiers than swords. Because a sword only goes so far, but a rod has a much further reach. Especially if you put some things on it and make sure it's nice and thick on one end. Pretty handy thing. In fact, the staff, the rod, became a very important symbol for God's people. You know, their ideal in the Old Testament, there's many images within the Bible for leadership, but the one that kind of stands way out there above all the rest, you know, even when you're thinking about leadership in the form of a king, it was Israel that said, okay, king, but king is what? A shepherd. A shepherd. I mean, think about that. We're entering a season when we talk about shepherds out in their fields tending their sheep. And you know, you got to realize that those shepherds in that day and age were kind of considered not at the top of the feeding order, but more towards the bottom. Some of the dregs of society, actually, the ones who weren't the firstborns, but maybe the lastborns. And don't you remember David, the king? Wasn't he a shepherd? Yeah. This whole bit of shepherding is important, and a shepherd's staff. I mean, I mentioned the rod and the staff from Psalm 23, but what do we often call Psalm 23? The shepherd's psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And that staff, it comforts, and comfort, the word comfort is fortification. And we draw that English word fortification from there. It's not just a blanket, it's a strength along the way. And we come to Jesus, our picture of leadership. But Jesus is a kind of a upside down sort of leader. He's King, and this is Sunday in the life of the church is sometimes called by some people Christ our King Sunday, the reign of Christ Sunday, emphasizing His lordship, His leadership above all. And yet, His leadership is as a shepherd. And we had a picture of how He led in our gospel lesson. How He led. He didn't lord it over other people. In fact, you could even say that it was upon a staff. Now, I know we sometimes call it a cross or a tree, but work with me here. It was upon a staff that He was lifted up. And He died for us. The image of leadership, self-giving. Now, I know this is a piece of bread. And in deciding what I would preach on this Sunday, I thought of that phrase. Are you familiar with it? You know, the staff of life. You've heard that phrase. I didn't know where it came from. Do you know where it came from? The staff of life, I know that it refers to grain, you know, whether it be rice or bread, kind of the staples of life, the things we really need. I mean, yeah, I know turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and everything are good, but what we need are bread and water. Now, please, Mike, I want the rest of it today. But you know, when it comes down to our basic needs, the staff of life is what's important. But where did that come from? I had to research that a bit. And actually, that comes from the Bible. Did you know that? That phrase, the staff of life, is located at least four times in the Old Testament. And the words in Hebrew are mate lachem. You don't have to say that. But in each case, it's speaking for God, talking about, Well, they're actually in the, you know, in the Bible, there are many places where you've got your blessings and you've also got your curses laid out there. And in Jeremiah's text, we heard, and Mate Lachem isn't in that particular text, but the curses section are where you actually find the use of that phrase. And I learned something different. It's really first found in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 26, where it's talking about the consequences for kind of wandering from God. That, you know, as you wander from God, God will remove that staff of life. And I learned something interesting. I have a Jewish commentary, and I learned that over the ages, because the Torah is read every single Sabbath day, it was, you know, and they would have lay people, just like we do here, lay people every week reading, you know, the scriptures. When it came to reading the blessings, everybody wanted to be able to read the blessings. So it was a matter of sometimes choosing and using as many people as possible in reading blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. But when the time came to read the curses, guess how many people wanted to volunteer? About as many people who want to volunteer here when we have as our scripture reading the genealogies. Some things remain the same. The staff of life. Mate Lechem, the staff of life. I guess when it comes right down to it, the main thing I want to say is this. Our walk in following Jesus is just that. It's a journey, step by step by step by step. And this year, it's year C in the lectionary, for those of you who pay attention to such things. And in year C, we read through as much as possible the Gospel of Luke. And Luke is very much a travel narrative. It's moving definitely from one point to another. It's that kind of gospel. But now we're shifting. And as we shift, we need to remember the staff of life and the one who is the staff of life, who said, I am the bread of life. Follow me and you will never hunger and you will never thirst.